Well, hello there, my beautiful friends. It has been a little while. We are hanging out today for the hashtag Get Unstuck podcast episode number 198. Today, we're going to talk about unlocking your make it happen confidence. And I'm going to give you 7 concrete things that you can jot down in your Daily Unleash Habits journal and planner or your notebook. It's going to be 7 strategies so that you can actually embrace your worth. So let's get into it.
You're listening to the hashtag Get Unstuck podcast, your go-to source for all things health and fitness transformation, with certified nutrition coach and specialist turned online fitness planning mentor, Heather Newman. Heather's goal is to empower women like you to take control of your overall health and fitness strategy. Tune in each week for a realistic approach as she shares tips and tools to glitter your soul and add sparkle to your life. Let's get unstuck. You are not a tree, so let's learn to move, change, and find true happiness by creating a vision and living your dreams. For blog posts, exclusive offers, fitness strategies, monthly VIP challenges, at-home workout plans, and more, be sure to subscribe to glitteryou.com. Now tighten that ponytail, embrace a more fulfilled and positive approach to life, and let's get happy. Here's your host, Heather Newman.
Hello there, my beautiful tone babes. Welcome back to the hashtag Get Unstuck podcast, a podcast for all you ladies in the second half of life who are ready to take responsibility for your own well-being and create a life that you love living. I am here to help motivate women just like you to look good and feel fabulous in this second half of life. I am your host, Heather Newman, and after spending the first 48 years of my life being a complete people pleaser and living with a scarcity mindset, I was stuck and ready for a change. I reinvented myself, I stopped outsourcing my happiness, and I've been brave enough to live a different kind of life. I will be here each week to help you do the exact same thing. So grab your headset or your earbuds, lace up those sneakers, tighten that ponytail, and let's do this. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Hey there, fitness friends and queens. Looking for a game-changing workout experience that goes beyond the ordinary in this second half of life? This is your total tone solution. ToneN10.com, your ultimate destination for feeling happy, healthy, and strong. Imagine having the perfect calendar, a personalized schedule, and a roadmap to sculpt those dreamy muscles. A simple workout of the day, you choose how often you want to do them to fit into your lifestyle. It's a clear roadmap to your success. You drive at your own pace. At ToneN10.com, we're not just about workouts. We're about creating an empowering, realistic journey and healthy lifestyle just for you to feel in shape. Worried about nailing those exercises? Fret not. Our mini few-second video demos can be viewed on your phone or laptop. Break it down step by step, ensuring you're on point every time. Take that Tone Babe VIP workout anywhere, even to your local gym or even HotWorks for an unbeatable session. Just ask anyone who's tried our latest 6-pack ab workout. Perfection. And hey, the magic doesn't stop there. Visit glitteryou.com/samples for the 100% good-for-you supplements I've been using since 2017. Bonus, exclusive discount codes are in there waiting just for you to use today. Head over to ToneN10.com and choose your path. Whether it's the full VIP experience, month-to-month calendars and challenges, or the simplest PDF, printout, and DIY version. But here's the scoop. Full VIP experience, you get it all. Treated like the queen you are. The accountability, free push coaches, and community, all from the comfort of home and from your device. That's where the real magic begins. Join us on a fitness journey like no other. Visit ToneN10.com now. That's ToneN10.com. Hey.
All right, you guys, let's get into it. I hope you're having a fabulous day today. So Wednesday, I recorded this episode, and then my phone decided to go really wonky. I don't know what happened. I got a little frustrated, and I thought, you know what? This is not going to be a problem. This is not a problem at all. I'm going to shelf this. I'm going to work on something else, and I will come back to this, and I will upload this when the time is right. So that's why we're here today on Good Friday. I hope you have a fabulous day today. I posted some things on my personal Facebook page. I don't know if we're friends over there, but I do post it publicly. So you can check it out at Heather Newman over on Facebook or Glitter You on Facebook. But I was talking about something just going on in the circus freaking world of life, and I just wanted to get your feedback on that. So you'll know immediately what post it is. You'll see it because there's over 50 comments. And it's not a debate at any, like, for anybody. It's not a debate, period. It's my page. I had a question, and I seriously wanted to take into account everybody else's idea or their thoughts on it. So it was important to me. It's still very important to me. My dad's birthday is Monday. It's on April Fool's Day. So we're going to celebrate his birthday this weekend. I'm very excited about that. We got him some bread pudding from this restaurant called Gallagher's that's here locally. And usually you go in and you pay, I don't know, $10 for your dessert. It's a big thing of bread pudding. But I did not want to make bread pudding. I am not, like, that's not my jam. You guys know I rather make a big old salad or a protein shake. But I went ahead and ordered a pan of the bread pudding. So I'm supposed to pick that up on Saturday. And yeah, that's about all we have going on. So I hope you have a happy Easter. Let's dive into episode number 198. Today we're talking about unlocking your make it happen confidence. And I'm going to talk about 7 strategies that you can use to embrace your worth. I know sometimes we struggle with that. So hopefully today's reminder and these little nuggets will resonate with you, and you can take what you need and leave what you don't. Welcome back to the Get Unstuck podcast, where I try to empower you, or we empower each other, to break free from limitations and to just live your best life. If you are new here, I am your host, Heather Newman, and today's episode is all about unlocking your make it happen confidence. So today, like I said, we're going to chat about 7 strategies for you to embrace your worth. So you may want to grab a pen and a notebook. I know I needed this reminder today, and I thought maybe you could take something from it as well. So feeling the make it happen confidence is about knowing deep down that you are actually worth going after what you want, even if it scares you. A lot of times we think, oh, I'd like to get in shape, but I don't feel like putting in the work. Or I'd like to get in shape, but I'm just not there yet. I'm not ready to give up, you know, whatever it is. I'm not ready to give up. I don't want to feel restricted. But yet you want the results of something at the end, but it's like you don't want to put in the work to get there. Either you don't have the motivation to do it, you don't feel like you're worthy of doing it, or you're just feeling like you're not in that season, although you would love the outcome, right? So in this episode, we're going to explore 7 powerful strategies to help you cultivate that confidence and actually embrace the worth and know that you are worth it. If you feel it, if there's a thought, if there's a nudge, then you know that you are actually worth it to dive in and go after it, to unlock your make it happen confidence. Life is happening right now, you guys. It is right now the time to step into the energy of making things happen. Not tomorrow, not when the weather gets better, not when you're feeling better. But how do we cultivate that kind of confidence and embrace that? We're going to talk about these 7 powerful strategies together right now. So number 1, self-awareness. We have to be aware that there's either a situation, an issue. We have to be self-aware. Take the time to understand yourself fully. And you guys, I can't stress enough how important it is for you to get outside. Even if the weather's not great, you guys, bundle up. We have gear. We have weather. Y'all hear my necklaces? I'm sorry. I'm trying to adjust my necklace, and I think it's right in the microphone. Don't wait on tomorrow. That's like fine china, right? Like, oh, I love this china. It's been in our family for generations. I'll use it when we have a special occasion. No. Pull out the freaking china. Have your lunch on the china. You're worth it. You deserve it. It's meant to be used. It's not meant to take up space, costing you rent money, right? Because wherever your china is being stored, something else could be stored there if you're not going to use the china but once a year. Do it. But we have to become self-aware. Take the time to understand yourself fully. Recognize, what are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? And acknowledge those weaknesses. It's okay to have weaknesses. We're human. And then embrace your uniqueness. Knowing who you are empowers you to confidently pursue your goals. Your goals are nobody else's goals. Your goals don't have to fit into what society says you're supposed to do, who you're supposed to be. Go within. Be who you want to be. Feel how you want to feel. All right, number two. Positive affirmations. You know, I share mine, and if you don't have a copy, you can grab a copy at glitteryou.com right now. I just reactivated that because so many people were asking me for a copy of my affirmations. So I say so many people. I got three texts because I said, hey, I'm sharing my affirmations. They're free. And then sure enough, I got, actually, it was two DMs, one text, and they were like, I can't find it. I can't find the affirmations. And I'm like, girl, I took that down. I had that up for a day. But I put it back up because, again, I had three people that were looking for it. So that made me feel good. I was ready to share it. I have it for you. It's at glitteryou.com. Positive affirmations. Speak words of encouragement to yourself every single day. You guys, I have mine taped up. If you watch my stories on Instagram, I literally have my affirmations taped up. I was just looking up here where I'm sitting too. I thought I had a second copy, but it must have fallen down. I keep them taped next to my vanity mirror. And in the morning, I'm brushing my teeth and I'm literally reading my affirmations. It's best to speak them out loud because words spoken are very powerful. So that's why I always tell you, please don't speak out loud and say, oh, I can't do that. Oh, I feel like this. Oh, like the more you speak the negativity, the more you speak the negative things in your life, the more that is definitely going to be a part of your life. So although those things are happening, I mean, I've got stuff going on. I've got ish going on, but you don't hear me talk about it too much because that's not what I want to be the primary focus of my day. So yeah, there's all kind of ish, and we know we have to deal with it. One of them is freaking taxes, you guys. Ugh, stressing out about doing that. I don't like doing that. But we're going to focus on the positive. So every morning I speak these words of encouragement to myself, and I encourage you to do it too because it sounds so easy to do. It's also very, very easy not to do because it takes effort. And you're going to be like, this isn't working. You guys, give it 30 days. 30 days of my affirmations. You can get them right now at glitteryou.com. I don't know if I have the free version up or the $5 version up or the dollar version up. I run specials on it because it is, I pour my heart and soul into these affirmations. They are my personal affirmations. Now, you can take mine and tweak them or speak the ones that I speak until you become aware of the ones that are going to resonate with you the most. You're going to feel like if you read mine, and there's a lot, but it only takes a few minutes. And again, you can do it while you're brushing your teeth, doing your hair, doing your makeup. If you start to speak these daily affirmations every single day, and this doesn't take any work, right? Like I'm sharing it with you either for free or a dollar or $5. It just depends on when you're listening to this podcast. They're at glitteryou.com. It is positive affirmations that I personally speak. You can ask anyone in my family. They know I speak these out loud. And at first, affirmations felt weird. I am beautiful. At that time, I didn't think that about myself. So it was very awkward for me to be like, oh, I am beautiful. Like, who the hell do I think I am? That's not what this is about. This is not about you feeling a certain way, boasting about anything, acting like a snot. That's not what this is about. Positive affirmations is a rewiring of the old messages that keep replaying in your head. It could be that when you were younger, you had some bully or some jerk or some person that was just mean. And they said, oh, you're ugly. Your hair's too curly. Or your hair is too long and stringy. Or whatever. You're so short. You have big teeth. You, whatever it was. People can be so ugly, right? Especially when we're kids. So that may have like been ingrained in your brain. So when you look in the mirror, you might think, oh, I do have a big nose. Susie in second grade told me that I have a big nose. And you still at 54 years old or whatever age, 49 years old, 40 years old, 30 years old, you're still carrying what mean Susie said about your nose. That's what this is about. So when you speak these affirmations, and again, I'm sharing my personal ones that are, they come from my soul. You guys, I can't share anything more deep with you than my personal affirmations. So if you grab a copy of that, I want you to speak these words of encouragement to yourself every single day. Make them yours. Scratch out the ones you don't like and say the ones that you do like even more. Affirm your worthiness, your capability, and your potential. Repeat phrases like, I am capable, I am worthy, and I can do this. This reinforces the positive beliefs about yourself. Again, it goes much deeper than you would ever realize. It's in your subconscious mind. We are conscious about the things that we allow in there, but the subconscious mind may have some old luggage that you're carrying around that you're not even aware of. And when you look in the mirror, what's the first thing you're drawn to? Whatever that is, let's just say an example again, and I'll move on to number three. Let's just say you look in the mirror and you're like, oh my gosh, my nose is so big. If you keep looking in the mirror at yourself every single day that you put on your makeup and you're like, oh, my nose is so big, guess what? You're going to think your nose is the first thing that everybody on the planet sees when they talk to you. You're going to not have the confidence. You're not going to be showing up as your worthiness, your beautiful self, the uniqueness in you. There could be somebody in this world that has the skinniest, pointiest little nose. They can't stand it, and they would love your nose. So the importance of speaking these affirmations, and I'm kind of stuck, I'm kind of like beating a dead horse on number two, is because positive affirmations, the power of affirmations, the power of your tongue has changed my life. And if and when I slip and I don't do them, I can tell. My confidence isn't where it should be. It isn't where I know it could be. And I know the same for you. So as crazy as it might sound, and who cares if somebody hears you? Who freaking cares? If you don't want somebody to hear you, lock the bathroom door and do it while you're doing your makeup. I encourage you to try it for 30 days. I promise you. And get back with me. Tell me, Heather, I did your affirmations for 30 days. I am rewiring some of this old luggage that Meanie Susie in second grade has instilled in my brain. I am rewiring that, but it takes practice, just like working out, just like developing muscles, just like everything in life. If you want to keep the skill and be your sharpest, to make it your sharpest tool, you have to keep practicing. So I'm going to ask you to start with 30 days. If you do nothing else before you start on a weight loss journey or a fitness journey or whatever your journey may be, I ask you to start with positive affirmations. And again, you can borrow mine there at glitteryou.com. All right, I'm going to move on. That dead horse is dead. Number three, visualization. You guys know, if you've been with me forever, I always do a vision board. Visualize yourself succeeding in your endeavors. Like, take a minute, close your eyes, and vividly imagine achieving your goals. I want you to see yourself confidently navigating all the challenges and overcoming all the obstacles. Visualization helps instill confidence, and it also primes your brain for success. It's very important to see where you're going. Think of it as a roadmap. You know, I love roadmaps. I like old school maps. I like to print them out. I like to highlight where I'm going. I like to see, because I get in the car and I get lost and my freaking GPS doesn't work. And then I'm like, you see, if I had my map with my highlight, I would know exactly where I'm going. You have to see it. You have to visualize it.
Number four, goal setting. I know this can sound super boring, and my next episode that I'm going to do, I think, is going to be about enjoying the process of actually goal setting. But be sure that you set clear, achievable goals that challenge you, that align with your values and who you aspire to be. So break down, if you have a really big goal that's like overwhelming, break it down into smaller, manageable bites, and then celebrate each and every milestone along the way. Again, having a roadmap to success boosts your confidence and it motivates you to keep moving forward because you're like, okay, awesome. I took this little bite. I did it. Celebrate. Let's go on to step number two. So whatever that big goal is, break it down into smaller, manageable steps. And let's see. Or number five. Action. Courageous action. Embrace the discomfort of stepping out of your comfort zone. Take bold, courageous action towards your goals, even when it feels super intimidating. Remember that you have to go through it. We have to go through the ish. We're not going to avoid the ish. You're going to have to go through it. And you're going to come out stronger on the other side. Remember that growth happens outside of your comfort zone. And each step that you take builds resilience and freaking confidence. Number six, seek support. Hello, toneandten.com. We're all about accountability partners. Surround yourself with a supportive network of friends, family, mentors, peers, people who actually uplift you and encourage you. Share your goals and aspirations with them. But I do want to tell you, be careful who you share your goals and aspirations with, because not everybody, even though seemingly like your friend, not everybody is as happy for you as you would be for them. But lean on their guidance and support when needed. I'm always here to be your coach if you need that person in your life. If you need that neutral anchor, you know that I am your biggest freaking cheerleader. And the way that you get me to be your coach, you become a member of Tone VIP. I am here when and if you need me. And we have push coaches, some amazing women, Rebecca, Diane. I got two Rebeccas in there, actually. Linda, Lori. I don't want to miss anybody. So if I didn't say your name, please don't take it personally. I just don't want to waste all this time with shout outs, but you guys know who you are and I love you dearly. And gosh, hats off to you. Look at Joan. Look at Anne-Marie. Look at Melissa. Look at, oh, y'all are amazing. Nina. Yeah, my girl Nina. She's the queen over on Instagram. There's plenty more. Please don't take it personally. I didn't say your name. I gotta stay on track. I'm gonna squirrel out and get on a big celebratory shout out here. But knowing you have a supportive community behind you, it just boosts your confidence. And none of the girls in Tone are catty rats. They're just not. Catty rats are not allowed in the class, okay? Number seven, practice gratitude. You guys know that if you have the I Am notebook, it's I am and I will. I am is affirmations, I will is goal setting, and if you practice something that you are grateful for every single day inside of the I Am notebook, you can get it on Amazon or head over right now to glitteryou.com. I think they're still on sale for less than $12. They're usually only $12. So again, I've said this before, it's like the best $12 you'll ever spend. Just skip the coffee at Starbucks, go grab yourself an I Am notebook and bring that baby with you every single place you go this summer. And by the end of the summer, you're going to be a completely different person. Practice gratitude. Cultivate a mindset of gratitude for the journey you're on and the process that, or the progress, the process too. The process is the part that we don't really like. But always recognize the progress that you've made. That's the other great thing about the I Am notebook. It's on glitteryou.com or Amazon by Heather Newman. I Am notebook. It comes with a pink, a pink trim, or you can get it with this beautiful blue. I love the blue trim. The blue trim is like my favorite. But take it with you everywhere this summer, you guys, and every morning just practice. Just practice getting your morning coffee or your morning unicorn juice or whatever it is you do, and write down something that you are grateful for. Gratitude fosters a positive outlook, and it reminds you of your, like, your worthiness. Okay. If I sound a little bossy, I don't mean to. It's just I am so passionate. I'm so passionate about these little bitty things. These little bitty things that they compounded and they added up, and they freaking are the tools that have changed my life. They have changed everything about the way that I perceive others. They have changed everything about the way that I set boundaries with for myself, having self-respect. And allowing myself to know that I am worthy. You are worthy. We are each unique, and God created us all for a special purpose. And I want you to find that purpose, but I need you to have the confidence to go after it. I need you to have the confidence to know that there is more for you. There is more. There's more than just being a mom, being a wife, being a daughter, being a sister, being a friend. There's more out there for you. I'm just passionate. So please don't think I'm coming across like a big bossy mama. I'm just really passionate. I mean it. I'm talking from my heart. So in closing, because we're at 26 minutes, I want you to embrace these strategies to cultivate unwavering confidence in your ability. Let me get a sip. Hold on. I'm getting tongue-tied because I'm excited. Like when I get excited, my squirrel brain just starts rattling off words and I'm like, okay. You can ask anybody in my bar class. That happens all the time. I'm like on to the next step, but my brain and my body have not caught up with my words. Okay. I want you to have unwavering confidence in your ability to make it happen and to pursue your dreams fearlessly. I don't care how old you are. Who cares? Who freaking cares? You're on the planet today. Use the China today. Go after what you want today. You deserve it. You are worthy. You are capable. And you are deserving of every single thing that your beautiful heart desires. I want you to believe in yourself and let your confidence shine so bright. And I don't care if that offends somebody else, because your light is for you. Your light that you shine is for somebody else to feel that sparkle and embrace that sparkle. Someone who needs your light. Be bright. We're not going to dim our light for somebody else because they feel uncomfortable. That's not our fault. That's not our problem. Okay. I'm going to get off my horse. Giddy up, giddy up. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. Remember, life is happening right now. Use the China today. And it's time to make things happen with your confidence. Until next time, keep shining your light and living your best life. I love you so much, and I mean it. And I will talk to you next time. Bye, you guys. Mwah.
Hey, friend. Thank you so much for listening to Heather's Get Unstuck podcast. Her goal is to help as many women as possible, and if this episode helped you in any way, you can directly impact Heather's efforts by simply sharing a screenshot of this to your social media or team. Also, if you're looking for additional support, feel free to find Heather on Instagram at GlitterU, her website at www.glitteru.com, and or join the free Get Unstuck community Facebook group.